USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden meets with his Investing in America cabinet this morning. That'll be taking place at 11:45 Eastern in the Roosevelt Room. The debate of defunding the police and a lack of police presence on a New York subway is front and center this morning as witnesses say Jordan Neely, a homeless 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator, had been yelling he was hungry and ready to die on a train. Without any police presence around, a few citizens tried to restrain the man. Neely died from what the coroner described as a homicide. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I do want to acknowledge how horrific it was to view a video of Jordan Neely being killed for being a passenger on our subway trains. I don't care about labeling it. Just looking at that video, you know it's wrong. No one has the right to take the life of another person.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We're still investigating the situation. Let's let the DA conduct his investigation with the law enforcement officials. To really interfere with that is not the right thing to do. And I'm going to be responsible and allow them to do their job and allow them to determine exactly what happened here.
North Carolina lawmakers have passed a 12-week abortion ban with exceptions.
On Thursday, the Republican-controlled state legislature approved abortion restrictions that would ban the procedure after 12 weeks with few exceptions. The bill is heading to the desk of the Democrat Governor Roy Cooper, who has called the bill awful and unreasonable, and he promises to veto it. He says the restrictions will shut down clinics and make abortion completely unavailable to many women at any time, causing desperation and death. I'm Skip Kelly.
Cinco de Mayo in Mexico, Spanish for the 5th of May, is a yearly celebration which commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in his copyright infringement case.
Sheeran was accused of stealing components of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On song for his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all.
He told reporters he's just a guy who loves writing music for people to enjoy. I'm Dave Collins.
The late Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. Princess Leia, now has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is declaring May the 4th as her day, too.
She was our princess, and the actress who played her blurred into one gorgeous, fiercely independent, and ferociously funny take-charge woman who took our collective breath away.
Billie Lourd is Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Her books and candor about her mental illness and drug abuse have inspired people all over the world to speak more openly about their struggles. It's one of the things about her I'm most proud of.
Labor activists are applauding New York State lawmakers and the governor for including changes to the minimum wage in the recently passed budget.
Next year, the minimum wage will increase to $16 in New York City, Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties, and to $15 in all other parts of the state. Starting in 2027, the minimum wage will go up based on inflation. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. TGIF, Anna. Cinco de Mayo to you, too. Lance Pry, USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.